Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Good morning, good morning. I'm glad you're here with me. You're chatting with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, RIP, and Tupac, California Love. A good morning again. Hope everyone is having an awesome day thus far. The weather here is gorgeous today. Had my morning run. It's awesome today. Have a lot of information I want to discuss with you today. Along with additional resources, materials that we want to cover, from nonprofit organizations to current events to starting your business. So, since we have a lot of information I want to cover, but I also have a twist for you today. I have a trivia question, and you have until the end of the show to call and answer the question. Miss Cynthia Edwards with Park Lane Jewelry, the website is www.myparklane.com. C. Edwards, she's going to be donating a $50 gift card to any person who can answer the trivia. So the trivia is, who was my third guest on the show, and what type of business did they have? And the number to call is 347-215-6288. Again, you have until the end of the show to answer the trivia question. Again, I want to say good morning. Want to switch gears just for a second, and I want to say my heart goes out to the students and the parents at Lone Star College. I watched yesterday as the magnitude of the anxiety built up while the parents kind of wondered if their kids were okay. And the first thing that I did, you know, when the breaking news popped was I texted my son and his girlfriend to make sure that they were okay because they are students at Lone Star, so they were okay. I'm glad the other people were okay. No one got killed. And that's a good thing. But again, my heart goes out to the families. So, you know, bringing guns to the campus unnoticed, and with all this technology, seem like they could have some type of technology that will detect guns in the building. You know, that's just a serious issue that we need to address. So maybe in the future, I kind of want to have a roundtable discussion in a few weeks to address that. How can we help the community increase awareness? And with all the resources that are out there, with people that have mental problems or if they're upset about something, how can we get them to give us the outreach cry so we can kind of help them and address them so we can prevent this from happening in the future? So we need to reach out with these teenagers, and not only teenagers, adults, so they can come, so they'll know where to go to for help to eliminate this type of problem. So, again, as a community, we need to discuss these topics of gun control and how to increase awareness. So just kind of wanted to get that out, want to vent that out. Again, good morning. Good morning. I'm going to start the show. Again, we have a lot of information I want to cover about businesses. I had a guest caller to call in, but I don't see her on the line yet. Hopefully she will call in before I get started. The first thing I want to talk about is how you compose your 501c3. And remember, the show is all about networking, inspiring, and motivating each other the best way you can in a positive situation. So we're going to talk about nonprofit versus profit. Your nonprofit organizations or an incorporated organizations which exist for educational or charitable reasons. So with a nonprofit status, you know, it's always important to choose what issues that are important to you when you start it, such as like childhood obesity, or you can actually start a fitness program or something with senior citizens or kids or feed the homeless or some type of arts or educational things to, for the community that can exist. So the first thing that you would do to compose your 501c3 is get your name of your company. What is the name? And make it mean something so it can stand out in the community. Then what is your vision? What is your vision and your mission statement of your organization? What does it mean? This kind of gives you an overall direction for the function and strategy of your organization. Once you actually get a mission and a vision, you know where you're going to go. Then you also need to get some board of directors, people that who believe in your commitment and support for the community, and also who believes in your vision and your mission of the organization. So if possible, look for professionals that either have been in a nonprofit world already. If not, try to get some professional individuals that's in some type of field of volunteering so they know the meat of being a board of director. Then you need to get your articles of operations completed. Once you get those completed, those have to be filed with the state of Texas, well, actually the Secretary of State. And then you're going to compose your organizational bylaws. These are operational rules that the board of directors should be given, you know, to your organization. This allows them to, a guideline that they have to cover to run, help you run your organization. Then, after those few little steps are composed, you're going to seek funding. So once you actually get your nonprofit status available, then you can go out and get grants to help you run your organization. And I'll give you a short little insight on a little story. When I had my 501c3, we did Feed the Homeless, and we did, I had some teenagers actually come out and we planted trees in the community. So what we did on that note, we had like McDonald's, Ben and Jerry's, they donated food to us, so we helped actually when we did the Feed the Homeless, so they donated a lot of things. Ben and Jerry's actually donated clothing, they donated blankets and stuff for the homeless, and we that's what we did in the community. So, again, with getting grant funding, that helps out a lot when you get your 501c3. And I'll provide you the website at the end. Well, actually, you just call it www.irs.gov, and you go to the nonprofit organization in the forms, and everything you need to complete is called the 1023 form. And it'll give you all, everything that I just basically talked about, it's going to be in there with more depth information that they actually need. So, again, when you want to seek funding, get with a grant writer, or do some fundraisers in the community, barbecue plates or selling candy or car washes. Do some type of fundraising to help your organization till it can actually stand on its two feet. Then you're going to apply for a tax-exempt status through the IRS because they want to see what are you going to do with their funding. They're going to want to see that. So once that is done, basically you have to just sit and wait, and then, you know, say with the, along with the form, the 1023, and they're also going to be a fee. And I want to say the new fee is either $750 or $800. You're going to send all that in with your form 1023. And it takes about 6 to 8 weeks to actually get approved or not. And, again, if your paperwork is incomplete, they will send it back. So, again, I'm going to run through again exactly what you need. You need your articles of association, your membership type of organization, exactly what you're going to do in the community. You're going to have your articles of incorporation. It tells you, again, what type of business that you're going to actually be doing in the community. If you're going to be a church-based or a religion organization, something like that. Again, the IRS, they want to know because it's going to be public records, and they're going to know what's going on, how you're spending the money, and all that kind of stuff. So, and then when you're filing for your nonprofit status, after, you know, you're going to have to obtain a budget. So you're going to have to get a, with a CPA or a bookkeeper, and I also have a bookkeeper's information at the end of the show. I'm going to give you her website and her name and her phone number and all that as well. So she does tax preparations and bookkeeping services as well. So you're going to need someone to help you do your budget, and you're going to have to pay a user fee. So, again, you won't spend any more than, like, $900 for your 501, but it's actually worth it and it's good. So then I also have some ideas on some online 501c3 businesses, again, that you can actually start. So I'm going to get them out. I think I told you, Feed the Homeless, Childhood Obesity. You know, type 2 diabetes for kids is a you know, is a rising. So you have kids that actually need to be fit. So childhood obesity is one. Anything dealing with children, with opening a business is rarely successful, like with event planning. But with childhood obesity, you can do a fitness program. You can do a camp. You can do a some type of fitness camp, summer camp, during the week camp. Again, it's just unlimited when you get the 501c3. So I'm going to take a short break, see if I can get my guests on the line, and I'll be right back. I was From the years that I went to college, I sold books online, and I actually, I would say I profited about maybe about $200-$300 a month. And like I did, I just the website was there, and people was ordering all through the day, all through the night, and all I had to do was just fulfill the orders and actually mail them out, which was actually good. So that was actually a good deal. So, again, that's what Amazon books. You just have to have your own, you know, your own supply of books. Like I said, again, old books that you went to school, you just go through Amazon, their website, read all their information and sign their agreement and everything. And then once you actually do that, you upload your books and you get your customers' information, and you actually mail out their products, and then you actually get paid. So, again, that's a good thing. So go to www.amazonbooks.com, start that. No money at all that's needed, just mailing out the books, and that's it. So here are a few businesses that you can actually start internet online. The eBay store, that's a good one that you can actually do. Or you can do some type of apparel or accessories. Or you can do art print or auction sites for maybe different companies that may want to go ahead and order or whatever. You got that fantasy sports site. You have fitness books and video programs, dating services. That's an easy one. You know, just maybe just get your website and the business name, register it, get your domain name. So, you know, you have, like, websites like Match.com. You have, what's this other one? It's another one I can't think. Sites for over 50 years old. Things like that. Think outside the box where you people does not or will not start that type of business or have that service. So that's something that you could think about. A fitness book or video program, promotional companies. You can be a web designer or provide a web hosting thing. So those are businesses that are online or internet-based that is cheap and effective. You don't have to pay anything. Because remember, and always remember, consult with your resources, like the Small Business Administration. They offer all type of free resources, and they have a startup guide. They give you information on business finances and loan programs. This can kind of help out a little bit. And then if you have a small business and you want to provide some type of health plan or educational service to your employees, if it's just a small business, call the National Business Association, and their number, just in case, is 1-800-456-0440, and their website is www.nationalbusiness.org. Again, that's just if you want to provide some type of health plan or some type of educational need for your employees if you have just a few employees. So here is a few, just a few home-based, another home-based business I just kind of want to share. A resume writer or a bookkeeper or a billing service, person that collects payments and collections for outstanding payments for small companies that just don't have the time to call people to get their monies, or a travel agency. I think I talked about that one last week. Then again, the gist of it, why do you want to start your business? Do you have the plans and projections of your business? Are you qualified in that area? Do you have the knowledge? And then are you going to give yourself 100% to your business? And again, with family involvement, that's good. Always involve your family, your spouse. Kind of get them involved in knowing. And that, again, with the children, that helps them with young entrepreneurship. Are there any businesses in the area that you want to actually, that's the same as your business? That's why I said, again, always research the business, see what's out there, what's needed, what extra things that other people will not provide that you can actually provide. Again, how does the family feel about the business? So So ask yourself those questions, I guess, before you actually, you know, get your business out there and how you're planning during the process. So always think about those things. Remember, you are in control of your destiny and your independence from your ideas of the business, from starting to owning your actual business. Again, I hope some of these ideas have helped out. I know I kind of went through it fairly quickly as far as the 501c3. Again, if you go to the irs.gov, Form 1023, it'll give you all the information that you would need, and pretty much everything I covered was definitely exactly what you needed. I have a few current events on the 29th, January the 29th at 3 p.m., Building Your Network Seminar is going to be held at the Houston Business Journal. That's at 5444 Westheimer. And it kind of helps you identify your key business goals, trends, and how to grow your business. And if you want to check out the Greater Houston Partnership, again, they kind of help you out with grants and funding. That's at Houston.org. Check out their website. February the 9th is my event. We're going to talk about different ideas on how to start up your business. Going to provide you some startup kits for your business. We're going to just sit and talk about all the different ingredients that we can actually do. Get your businesses out there. Try to help you network you and just motivate you, inspire you to actually get your ideas up and growing. And then also it's going to be the Dress for Success program kickoff. This is going to entail how to help people that have not been in the interviewing world for a while, or resume, interviewing tips and how to do resumes and how to overcome the fear of interviewing again. We're going to have motivational tips, how to dress for an interview, how to sit, how to cross your hands, how to hold your head, how to look at a person eye to eye when you want that dream job. So we're going to do a Dress for Success program. Again, I partnership with a friend of mine, Ms. Kemp Jordan. She's going to help me with this. We're going to try to get different people involved to help volunteer their services, different professionals that already are in this type of affair where they can help you with resume writing, how to use a computer if you don't know how. But we actually are going to hit a lot of these shelters where these women are homeless, or if they are just living in a shelter trying to get back out there in the work world to provide for their families or their children or whatever it is. But we're going to do the Dress Success Program. Again, it's going to kick off February the 9th. We're going to give you more information. It's going to be held at the Barbara Bush Library, that's Cypress Creek. And it's going to be from 12:30 to 2:30. Again, that's February the 9th. Again, thank you for listening to the show today. I know I had a lot of information, again, that I've covered. I didn't get my guest. She didn't call in, but that's okay. I'll catch her next time. Going to take the time to thank all of my sponsors. I have the Houston Power Football, www.houstonpowerfootball.com. If you need to email them, go on their website. They're looking for sponsorships. They're actually advertising if you want to do ads in their books. Again, www.houstonpowerfootball.com. You have Picture It Photography. Email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. I have J&S Power Washing Services. His number is 832-602-1706. I have Hair by Carl. If you make an appointment, let them know that you heard it on the show. $10 off when you make your appointment. The number is 832-209-4985. I have NEI, that's Northwest Educational Institute. They're at 877-723-4137. You know, anyone needs a high school diploma, have them to call them. I have Professional Tax Solutions. You make an appointment with them. Let them know you heard this information on the show. It's $50 off for your tax preparation. The number there is 281 657-5489. Again, Professional Tax Solutions. She does bookkeeping. She has other additional services that she does provide. You can ask for Nikki. Advertise with me, guys, here at Open Talk 2. Check the website out, www.opentalk2.com. My sponsor page is there, so you can check out the sponsors, their phone numbers and everything. Oh, and I forgot one sponsor. It's Give Me Sugar. This lady is starting a lipstick line, a lip gloss line. She will be providing me her website where you can order her products. She will be having a kickoff campaign, or she's going to get it out there in the community. They're going to have some big black and white party or something like that. She's going to provide me more information about that, and it's going to be in a few months. But again, it's Give Me Sugar. Again, it's lipstick and lip gloss. Follow me at Twitter, Open Talk 2 at Twitter. Like me at Facebook, Open Talk 2 at Facebook. Again, advertise with me. Check out the website and register for our newsletter. Again, our responses will be on the newsletter. Again, if you want to advertise with me, again, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I will be back on January the 30th at 10 a.m. We will be discussing how to start a party planning business or event planner. So have a good week, a safe weekend. I'll be back next Wednesday. Again, my listeners, thank you for listening. Again, my heart goes out to the Long Star people, the kids, the parents, the community. Again, have a good day. Have a good day. See you later.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about.
Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy.